good to have you back. All right. Good to have you back, always, as it is. And I'm looking at, you know, I don't know who to believe. I don't know who to believe. You've got all of these people burying in information, and I know. And they, everybody's, you know, I get all these emails. Well, did you hear this person? Did you see this video? Do you know? As if everybody out there knows exactly what the answer is to all of this with the pandemic. Come on. You don't know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. And for me to admit that, come on. The next guy might know all the answers. So Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Free Speech, American in Business for the Media Research Center. He might know all the answers. Dan, welcome back.
Thank you. No, I definitely don't know all the answers.
What?
But for anything.
Whoa. That's what I was told. You knew everything. That's why you were here. All right, just kidding. All right, so we're watching. And once again, I'm watching this parallel track between liberal politicians and the liberal media. You must panic now. Panic now. There's a new variant coming. Panic now. It's the variant of the week. It's the booster club led by Anthony Fauci. And it's like, guys, take a breath. The people that know what's going on with the Omicron variant say, we don't know yet what's going on with it because we haven't seen it very long. We don't know if it creates serious illness. We don't know if the vaccines work. But yet the whole world panics. What in the world is going on, Dan?
Well, I mean, it really is deja vu all over again for those of us, you know, everybody endured last year. As soon as the variant came out of, you know, they first identified in South Africa, Europe started shutting down. New York State declares a state of emergency. We didn't officially have one case of the new variant in the United States. They declare a state of emergency and ban all, you know, elective surgery and everything else. I'm like, what the heck? So part of this is, I think a lot of people feel safer if they panic, if they're, you know, that's part of it. But part of it also in the United States is there's a political element to this. If the left can panic sufficiently, if they can create the case that we are in a pandemic danger zone because of Omicron, which sounds like one of the Transformers, then they can argue we go back to 2020 COVID rules for the election.
Yeah.
And that I think has a lot to do with it. You know, certainly I think everybody wants to be safe, but when the doctor who discovered the variant comes out and says it's a mild variant, you know, you have to take that into account. It's also important now, reporting of COVID deaths is always kind of lags behind as new cases lags behind of the holidays, etc. But I expected that today would be, you know, a really big bump because we didn't have good reporting for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, because of COVID, because of the holiday. And the numbers were really not that big today.
Right.
So, and I mean, that's good news. I agree with that.
And we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on it. But I do want to ask you about a couple of other big headlines here today, right here in front of me. Let's see. Jack Dorsey stepping down as the CEO of Twitter and making way for Parag Agrawal. I hope I've got that right. But Parag Agrawal says, why would I distinguish between white people and terrorists? He's quite a fella. And he says, oh, by the way, we don't care about the First Amendment. Interesting fella taking over at Twitter.
He was the initial one was he was quoting somebody else, but still, that's the point. He is, you know, he comes from the newer era of Twitter. And then Jack Dorsey, for all of his extraordinarily large list of faults about how he treats people on Twitter, came from the original mindset of Twitter, which was it's a free speech zone. And they backed off that because he got a lot of pressure from regular media, got a lot of pressure from the left. But that was his foundational mindset. Agrawal's foundational mindset is, you know, to restrict speech.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that Agrawal, you know, says there's no distinction between white people and terrorists, essentially. And yet, as Jack Dorsey is stepping down, he looks like a skinhead that could be homeless. So you've got that going on. You know, I mean, if you've seen the recent pictures, it's kind of startling. I'm like, you're worth $10.5 billion. Look at yourself. I'm just throwing that out there.
And he's actually, you know, he looks a little better than he did at one point because he started doing the thing that typically rich people do, which is date supermodels. And so I thought he was sort of reforming his look a little bit when he did that.
All right. So there's that. May I read this to you? I want to read you something here. Blank. I'm going to leave the name out for you. Blank is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. So said Kamala Harris about Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett, one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know, and so on and so forth. How'd that work out?
He's on trial. The media don't. That's one of two trials the media would love to suppress. That and the Ghislaine Maxwell case, because neither one of them, you know, delivers a comfortable result. If you look at how the press, it covers everything. You know, they bury it. The guy on Twitter says that, you know, the media cover a story by, you know, putting a pillow over its face and smothering it. That's what they want to do about Jussie Smollett, because they made a huge deal about it. They want to do about Ghislaine Maxwell. Raises uncomfortable questions. They're going to do it about Waukesha, and of course, they're going to bury the Chris Cuomo fiasco as well.
I mean, do you think that you know, when we look at these cases, and I look at Ghislaine Maxwell and I look at Jussie Smollett, why don't we have cameras in the courtroom? These cases are every bit as compelling to the American public as Kyle Rittenhouse. Every bit as compelling, maybe more to some people. And yet we don't get to see a thing. Now, I'm not saying the reporters won't do a good job inside the courtroom. They probably will, for the most part. But I'd sure like to see the testimony about what happened with the billionaire and the Lolita Express. I'd like to know what happened on the night that a guy went out in freezing cold temperatures in Chicago because he didn't want to get food delivered. I want to hear this testimony, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. But see, again, those are narratives. I'm particularly bothered by the Maxwell trial, where you get both sides saying they want to restrict what information is displayed in court. I think she's afraid she's going to be suicided like her old partner in crime. And the judge clearly wants to, satisfy the important powers that be, including, the princes of England, for not dragging him through the mud in court. And, you know, that's not justice.
Here's what I've learned out of all of it, Dan. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. That's what I've learned out of all of this. All right, Dan Gaynor, he did not commit suicide. I'll just leave it there. We'll talk again soon. I hear you might be in good spirits next time. All right, talk then.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure
gear. The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.